now, you better work. I love it. This is just a little taste, a taste of what you can expect at Style Warriors Fashion and Entertainment Show at the Rights Venue in Swords this Saturday, the 6th of October, kicking off at 7 p.m. And I have the wonderful, inspirational lady who is the creator and producer of this, the third show, Karina Cunningham. Are you on the line with me?
I am. Good evening, Maura. How are you?
I'm really well. Karina, I know you're super busy, but I really wanted to chat to you and just to say, wow, how do you pull it all together? I know as we speak, you have somebody waiting for a fitting. So I really just wanted to talk to you about the inspiration for it. Of course, it's for a great cause. It's for cancer research. And how the logistics of it all, Karina? Tell us how you do it. Where do you get the energy?
My mind never stops. My boyfriend wants to knock me out with a hammer most nights. But sometimes you get ideas in the middle of the night and you're almost texting them into your phone to remind you. But fashion was always my passion. I was a display artist, window dresser in Brown Thomas years ago, from the age of 17 to my 30s, and gave it up to look after my two children and wear them. And then I ended up getting divorced, back into fashion, selling lingerie, and just got my buzz back. And then I decided to do my own shows. I would have done shows through Brown Thomas and Swithers. I trained with Swithers. I would have worked with a lot of designers, Paul Costello. So I was always used to working with the best fashion, best fabrics and luxury items. So I decided to do my own show, and I wanted to have a difference. I wanted to have the edge more than any other shows that are out there. And this show in particular has more entertainment involved. I have the Fire Angels from Belfast coming. I have burlesque singers, Kristen Capelli. I have opera singers singing Phantom of the Opera. I have the Hit Machine drummers. And I have B-Fly dance crew who were on Ireland's Got Talent, you know. So the entertainment is a big, big part of it. And also it's not just one model in, one model out. This, and I have guys fashion on it as well. So it's a more of a guys and girls night out as opposed to the ladies night out at a fashion show. This is not like a regular fashion show. I just need to emphasise that.
No, it is certainly not. It is so inclusive. It's full of diversity. Shall I say a little bit provocative and perhaps even avant-garde? You have got 25 makeup artists. Am I getting the numbers right? Maybe even more now.
10 more?
Yeah, more. 10 hairdressers. You've got 33 children that are going to be a part
of
it.
They're opening the show from Project Fashion. they're being taught how to use sewing machines and make patterns.
I love it.
And they're opening the show. They're going to skip out on stage what outfits they've made, and it'll go out. It'll be fantastic. It'll be a really good start to the show. Then B-Fly crew are going to do their rap dancing, their hip-hop dancing. But it's for a charity, and the charity is called Necrete, which is cancer research, and it's headed by Professor Brian Hennessy, and he works in Beaumont Hospital. He's a crew in there, and he's a team in Our Ladies of Lourdes and Drogheda. And what they're trying to do is buy a machine that will tailor each person's needs of whatever treatments they actually do need. It reads their DNA and their body makeup, so they can actually give them what they need. So it's a very, very worthy cause. I've brought in a local plant that makes components that go into the tablets and treatments. They're called Biotech in Swords. And I've got the guys in there modelling for AB Formalwear in Swords. And I have the ladies modelling for Villa.
How
so we
wonderful.
Really have teamed everybody that could be connected in any way to kind of, I suppose, like, get the bones of it, you know, to get the bones of everybody that can make this better. So,
and you're great.
And I also have changed lingerie from Galway, actually traveling all the way from Galway, because everybody loves lingerie in a fashion show.
Absolutely.
So, I've designers and I've on plus, I always show my own designs would be bordering on burlesque, gothic and vintage, and they would be more avant-garde, as you said earlier. That would be the finale.
Yeah, tell me in total, how many models, Karina, can we expect on the night?
For my finale, I will be having about 50 models.
Wow.
And they will be split up into groups. So they'll be coming out on stage in maybe sets of 13, 14, 15. The other models would probably be about 100, including the guys. So I would say there's going to be about 150 models plus 30 kids.
Wow.
Now the kids will be finished. They'll be packed off and sent home because it is a very much an adult show and would have a lot of the burlesque scenes. We have a snake dancer performing as well.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, it would be quite provocative. And we have our lovely queen act, that Ariana Grande and her Twisted Sisters. They're going to be great fun. They are drag queen act, so that will be fun.
Yeah, well, we've got Kim Ivey in studio with us, who will be chatting to in just a moment. How many boutiques and how many in different areas are you bringing together? I mean, it is a fashion show. I mean, the entertainment, it's two for the price of one here. It's incredible.
Yeah. And then you're free into the nightclub after as well. So it's really a good night out for couples or for, you know, guys, you know, gangs of girls or a couple of lads, whatever. It will be a really entertaining night. That is guaranteed. We have Coco Bell Boutique from Don the Bait. I've Phoenix V from beside Phoenix Park, or Stevens Green. And Phoenix V's lovely clothes. They're really sculptured and they look like movie star outfits. They're really, really beautiful. Liza Brennan owns the shop. She's another shop in Limerick. She's a lovely lady. We have designers. They're all, they've been working on the last month. So, with quite a few designers. It's all listed on my page. If you want to go to Style Warriors Fashion and Events page, it's on Facebook, and there are posters there of everybody involved. There's a page for all the makeup artists, a page for all the shops, a page for all the entertainers. There's a page for the sponsors. So they all have a poster with their names on it, so everybody can be credited even before the show. Normally you do that after show, but I'm doing that before the show because so many people have been so generous with their time. And they need to be recognised and thanked for handing over their time, because everybody's busy these days. Everybody has social lives, kids to look after. But so many people have been great with this. And I have got to give credit to my main sponsor, Ray Quinn, Bath Store and More. He throws the grand at this every time I do the show to kickstart the stage production, because to pull the show off, it costs roughly about $4,000. But it is some night of entertainment. As a matter of fact, if you were even there on that one night, you'd want to nearly go and watch it all over again, because it's action-packed from the beginning to end.
Absolutely. And you are so busy with it, Karina. I think you're designing a costume or fitting somebody at the moment as we speak.
I am booting her up, and it's a choice of grey satin lace-up right to the thigh or black braid lace-up over the knee.
Well, that's lovely.
A lovely silk corset, grey corset, and a trail. Most of my outfits, they'd have bustles, and they're very sexy, and I make a lot of head pieces to match them. They're kind of lingerie based, because when I worked in Change Lingerie years ago, I loved lingerie, just fell in love with it. But I add things to it. It wouldn't be the same as Victoria's Secret. It wouldn't be like that, but it would be more like Penny Dreadful or Vintage Twist. But there's lots of photographers to take photographs of as well, and also I have videographers who make proper videos for me. And if you want to even look at my last two shows, they would be on the page, Style Warrior page. So you could see what the last show was like and the show before that. If you scroll down, you'll see these. That would give you a hint of what to expect, except this time it is double the show it was last time.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Karina, it's been a joy. I'm going to let you get back to all the preparations there, and I'm going to have a chat now with Kim Ivey here, who's going to tell us about the risque side of things, the drag part of the evening. That's going to be an amazing entertainment show. So, Karina,
I was working on his outfit until 2:30 this morning, I add.
Wow.
I had matchsticks to keep my eyes open, sewing
turquoise feathers on and sequins here, there, and everywhere. Oh, he will be divine.
Oh, I can't wait, Karina. Seriously, I'm just so excited.
Yes.
Seriously.
And I was looking at your video. They made me a little video to show me how the routine is going.
Yeah.
And you know what? These three gals are going to be amazing. They're going to win the show. They're going to win everybody over.
Oh, so sweet. It's great encouragement. Thanks, Lynn.
Well, Karina, look, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to chat to Kim Ivey now for a little while. You're free to stay with us, or
can
if you're soup.
One thing.
Yes.
Mind if I say one thing?
Of course.
You can pay at the door in Wright's venue, by the way.
Yes, oh, great.
€25.
PayPal is messy for a lot of people not used to it, but you can pay at the door at Wright's venue. And it starts at 6:45 sharp.
Oh, can't wait for it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going myself. I can't wait for it, Karina.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Can't wait to meet you.
Yes, and can't wait to meet you too. You're welcome, and enjoy. And don't stay up too late tonight, okay? Try and get some rest, because you're going to need some energy on Saturday night for dancing.
The old bones are killing me. Thanks very much, Laura.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
See you soon, Karina. Well done.
Bye-bye.
Wow, so that's Karina. Wow.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Kim Ivey, she has been working on your outfit.
Oh my God, she's a stunner. And I'm so thrilled as well, just to be part of this as well. And like, I think really from everyone who's really supported me in drag, and I just want to just say this first before we start, like, it hasn't been easy. Like, and I've really come from a really strong place now, and I just wanted to say thank you for everyone who's always supported me, because it's always meant a lot, you know. But yeah, and I'm full of gratitude for everything right now, and especially to be part of this show. Oh my God, Maura, like, it is amazing.
Tell me about the show.
So we are coming in. It's the Twisted Sisters, myself, Kim Ivey, Ariana Grinder. Ariana Grinder is actually going to be singing on the night, which is just like, if you've ever heard drag queens sing, some of them lip sync, some of them sing, some are amazing. Boy George was basically, I mean, what did he say? If you're going to say anything about me, say I'm a fabulous drag queen. It was something similar like that. I can't remember exactly its words, so don't quote me if he comes back or he's listening. Well, you know. But yeah, so literally some of my biggest inspirations have been like David Bowie, Boy George, Lady Vader, Paul Ryder, and really like Dolly Grip as well. Like, you want to see her on a Tuesday night? Oh my God, she tears the floor down, you know, with some of her acts. And that's on the George. But literally, I kind of started out doing different competitions, doing just different events, different things, bits and bobs. I did Knock and Stock and Arts Festival when I started out, which was something that I really didn't expect to be a part of. And all thanks to Belinda Rogers, who was the person who was in charge of having me on that show, which was amazing. I'd love to do more live gigs as well, because I love a live audience. They're really interactive. You can really like express yourself with them. And I suppose even when you go to a pub as well, like, you know, someone will be sitting around with a drink and stuff. And I think with drag, it's that sort of thing. You have to interact with them, because otherwise you're kind of mirror dragging. Mirror drag is when you're just performing to the stage. Like, I think that some of the most important things is actually interacting with your audience, because then, you know, the feedback, and, you know, you're one with them. Like, you look at Lady Gaga, like, her fan base, oh my God, she has her little monsters, as she calls them, and like when she goes out to them, she sees them and it's like, my dolls, hello. But like, obviously we'd be more like that. Yeah. I'm not quite sure how Lady Gaga would say it. Like, she'd say rah 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 rah, probably something like that. But yeah, no, so with drag, it's so important. And like, at the end of the day, these kids come and like they see these shows and they pay like €25. Like, they don't have that, like, you know, and they come to see us, and like, it's just amazing, you know, when we perform. So it's, we've really been working hard, myself, Ariana Grinder, Moonlight Sky, and yeah, we've been putting rehearsals together and putting this through and really putting something show-stopping in. And I really just would love everyone to come along and see this, because, you know, it's quite a show, and it's for such a great cause. It's for cancer research, or not cancer research, NICRET it's called, isn't it, I think?
Yes, it is. NICRET, yeah. Is the cancer research. I mean, for people that are new to drag, yeah, are curious about drag,
yeah,
you know, there's an amazing history to it, isn't there?
Oh, it's fascinating. I mean, you know, it all started out, I think, really in theatres when, like, don't quote me for this, but it's probably going back longer, but from what I know, is when people would go up and they would organize these plays in theaters, and they wouldn't have enough people to fill the female parts. So men would dress up in drag and they would do the show, and it would be such crack. Like, you look at if you go to the Gaiety, they have the drag performers like who come in the show, the Dame Drags, and they're hilarious. Like, you know, I think with the show we're doing, it's similar to that as well, because like we aren't Dame Drags, we're pretty youthful in fairness. Like, I mean, like, look at me.
I am looking at you.
Yes, girl. So, but, you know, in saying that, we're like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, if you can imagine that vibe, but like on stage with like, you know, the modern era of drag. Because we're really moving into such a new age with drag, I think, really personally. And there's so much more out there. You know, I started out really androgyny, and like, you'll see me on the night, I'll be more kind of ballroom dressed, like, I don't want to give too much away for the outfit because it is so gorgeous. Mm. But literally, if you can imagine Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, like that. So, yeah.
Wow. I mean, you know, people on the outside, it's glamour, it's glitter, it's fantasy.
Yeah.
What does it take to become, to transform yourself into this persona, Kim Ivey?
Well, with Kim Ivey, like, she is, I don't know how to put it, but she doesn't stop when she's in rehearsal, when she's in a show. When she's got an idea for something, she's learned now to keep it to herself instead of someone else taking it. But, you know, look, end of the day, if someone else can take an idea and do it better than I can, I'm well applause to them. But what I would definitely say with Kim Ivey is she's the type of queen that loves the crowd, loves to be out there, very expressive, very, like, within herself, within her feminine goddess energy. I suppose really like Kim Ivey came from Kim Kardashian mixed with Ivy, Beyonce's baby, because when I started out, it wasn't originally my name was Guy Queen, and I was very much really kind of stuck between this gender bending kind of thing, and you know, it wasn't really going anywhere, let's be honest. It was like there was already a shoe to fit my role, which, and you know, now I realize now it's, I want to actually become more feminine when I do my drag, because it's something I really want to embrace. And the new love child of Kim Ivey was basically came upon that, you know. And I was inspired by the essence of Beyonce's energy when she's on stage. She's like such a fierce, yes, yes, I am here. You know, very much that, very much the goddess energy. And that's what I look for. And that's what I do within Kim Ivey. And like, you know, her background really is transformation, and how she can kind of do these looks that would be more so avant-garde out there, but yet she can still change it up. Like, she can still do the whole feminine look as well, you know.
You're from Dublin, are you?
Yeah, I'm from Dublin 12.
Dublin 12. What's the scene like in Dublin or around Ireland for drag?
For drag.
Now with the referendum and people being much more open about their sexuality.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much bigger, especially since the referendum. Like, there's been so much more drag queens coming out. I remember since 2015, kind of when I was starting to do like my own kind of drag stuff, I really, I did my own show. I did my own little fashion show, which was kind of cool, with Green Party. Which I definitely recommend to vote for, but without getting into politics, I would literally,
yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not. Yeah.
a different show
totally. But basically I started out doing my own kind of gigs, started out doing my own events, and then after that I took a break because I wanted to discover who Kim Ivey was, because I was sick of doing Guy Queen, because Guy Queen had been overplayed, and you know, I think that I wanted to explore some new things, some new territory, and things that I wasn't as maybe comfortable as I was before. And now I feel like I really want to embrace that. My wig is also being redone, so that's why I have a hat on today, if anyone's looking at my social media. It's actually made by Frankie Farrelicious, who you can look for. He's a designer. He's amazing. So I sent it over from London because I had to have his hats. Like, they were so good. But yeah, so he does all like the stuff for theatre as well. So just put it out there. But yeah, so I came into the show, and what happened before that was I was going through different startup nights, and I found that like I didn't click quite well with the girls, and it wasn't anything personal. It was just that I just didn't kind of click with them. It was nothing bad, and I kind of moved on from that. I did another night, kind of not something similar happened, but I mean, I just found that I wanted to focus on me and I needed to develop where this character was going. And then lo and behold, I meet Ariana Grande, who I befriended, and Moonlight Sky. And we kind of just got together as friends and we kind of started kind of rehearsing and just doing some different things. And we really gel, we really flow. And I think that's what it's all about, you know, is that you have a group of people that you can connect with and you can call your friends and you can still be sisters. So there's a very sisterhood. It's like if you could imagine from American Horror Story, Coven, we're like the witches. Like we're like, we have, it's almost like we have our own Coven set. But, you know, I mean, it's the sisterhood. Yeah,
I love it. I mean, I'm so looking forward to seeing all of that in the show on Saturday night. I mean, we'll be seeing more of you in the future as well, won't we?
Oh, of course. Oh, gigs, any gigs out there. I do weddings, I do parties, I do events, I do everything. Funerals as well. I mean, but sure, look, I know. You never really know. I've had an odd request. I have. And someone asked me to do it and I was like, I'll see. But yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute joy and to have you here live. We've been doing a bit of Facebook Live there you. So we're going to put that on our social media. But it's been great. I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage and in all your Kim Ivey grand greatness and fabulousness on Saturday night. Thank you for coming into the Art Show here on 90.3 Near FM.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
So that's it from me this evening on The Art Show. I want to thank all of my guests for the wonderful conversations that we've had here on The Art Show on 90.3 Near FM. We'll be putting all of the details of all of the wonderful events that are happening. The Boys, which is happening at the Sheds in the Viking Theatre in Clontarf. And of course, the Freelancers Forum happening in Delight Studios this Thursday. And of course, the wonderful Style Warriors Fashion and Entertainment Show happening at the Right Venue in Swords this Saturday. So thank you. It's bye from me, from Maura, from The Art Show on 90.3 Near FM.